Hello and welcome to PMU Unfiltered. I'm your host, Marlo. If you're not sure what you're listening to, this is a permanent makeup podcast. Yeah, that's right. We're out here tattooing people's faces. So if you're new to the industry, if you're a veteran to the industry, come with me on my journey through permanent makeup and getting some guests on here because we're keeping it real, we're keeping it raw, and most of all, we are keeping this PMU unfiltered. Today's topic, we're going to be answering the question, why can we not microblade over old school tattoo? We need to understand why we have to redirect the client to the service that is really best for them. But why can we not? Stay tuned. Hey guys, welcome back. Marlo here. Super pumped that you showed up again for me. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to this permanent makeup podcast. I really want to get the good news out there. And again, this is my journey. I want to share with you my experiences, my growth, and we can do this together. So please send me an email at pmuunfiltered@gmail.com. I'm here for you. Let's do this together. Send me your questions. Send me your wins. I'm hyped on it. Guys, I'm just a very passionate person. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's me being Italian. Maybe it's me being a New Yorker. I got a lot of fire in my belly. And yeah, let's do this together. All right, let's get started on today's topic. Why can we not? No, this is a no-no. Microblade over old school tattoo. Now, let me just get one thing out of the way. Will I microblade over old microblading that is good work and faded work? Yes, I will. I will. I'm talking about today why we have these clients. I get it. They got old school permanent makeup from Colombia, Dominican Republic, I mean, Asia, wherever it is that they got old school tattoo pigmentation from some 10 years ago, 7 years ago, just around that timeline. Why now they're looking on Instagram, right? And they're seeing this microblading and the industry has changed and it's grown. And honestly, it's really good work and technique is better. Trial and error with everything. You know what I mean? So it's not that they got bad work. It was really all that was available. And when you don't have eyebrows, we know it. We know our clients, they just want to look beautiful, you know, and that was what was available for them in that point in time. And they rocked it for 10 years, but that shit didn't go anywhere. Or maybe it did. And it like faded to a funky color. You've seen it. I've seen it. I see it on the subway. I'm like, damn, those are some like salmon peach brows, you know, and you're just like, damn, what do you do with that? When those clients come to you and they're on Instagram and they look at that beautiful work, they're looking at all these artists with this microblading and they're like, I want hair strokes. Okay, we have to be able to educate our clients why they cannot have a particular service to alleviate the stress from them when they go through the healing process and they don't get the results that they are looking for and alleviate our own headaches. So when I say all of these things that I'm about to list out for you of why legitimately they cannot get microblading, we also have to start with educating the client. We cannot assume that the client understands what is on their face, what that old pigmentation does, and why their goals will not be reached with microblading. So if I can take the time to educate you guys, then we can educate our clients and then have long-term satisfied clients, a healthier business, and you know it, I say it all the time, good sleep. I love it when I put my head down at night and I know I did good work, I did right by my clients, they understood me throughout the whole process, and I sleep better. Okay, so client control aside, let's get to the educational part about why we cannot microblade over old permanent makeup. Oxidation. So everything oxidizes. All pigmentation can oxidize. I'm sure you've put on face foundation at some point during the day. And at the end of the day, you take a look at your face and the color just doesn't match anymore. The color's changed. It's settled. It's lived a day. That is oxidation. So our makeup oxidizes. Also, I'm sure you've seen a friend or you've gotten your hair done and you have hair color in your hair. That, over time, over a lot of showers, sun exposure, chlorine exposure, whatever it is that your lifestyle is, maybe you don't take care of it with the right shampoo, hair color can also oxidize. So oxidation is, to be honest, kind of normal. It's expected of things with pigmentation. Oxidation happens. You don't need to look at a client and say, oh my God, these are too oxidized. This is a mess. Or this is horrible old pigment. You know what? I hate to say it, but that's just the reality of anything with color. It brings oxidation. So not the end of the world, but again, we have to advise the client correctly. We have to know what to do in this situation. So oxidation is always bound to happen. Now, oxidation is more of those red salmon colors that kind of come through. And then also we have blue pigmentation. When the brows appear super dark and blue, that's going to be another theory that I'll explain a little bit later. So oxidation, we're going to talk about those salmon color brows now. Oxidation, when we microblade into oxidized pigment or mostly any old school tattoo, when we oxidize into it, the oxidation is a chemical breakdown. It is a active reaction that is working. It is worked. It's nice and warmed up. It's been going for a jog for like 10 years, right? So when we microblade that new pigment into it, so you start the blade at the bottom of the brow and you're changing the shape a little bit to make it nice and natural. So when you microblade at the bottom of the brow, through the old school tattoo, and maybe that hair stroke goes beyond that old school tattoo. In the middle, where the hair stroke went through the old permanent makeup, the oxidation is a stronger breakdown and reaction than the new pigment. It will suck up the new pigmentation and transform it into oxidation. So when those brows are healed, you have some funky looking shit that comes back to you where you have little lines outside of the old school tattoo, then the old school tattoo slash chemical breakdown of the old pigmentation, and then the lines outside of it on the top. So you get this like funky looking work. You cannot microblade over these old salmon tattoos. And I made the mistake and I told a client, yes, this was only last week. It was so light. This old school salmon color was so faint. I gave her what she wanted to hear. And it, to my mistake, she came back in 4 weeks later and was very patient. She didn't bother me. She didn't call me harassing me. Oh, this isn't what I wanted. I paid this much money. You know, she was actually a pretty good client and really down for the ride. But after, because I did explain what could potentially happen here and this could transform into powder brow. But it was there staring me in the face. My own rules were looking at me. She had hair strokes at the bottom and the top of the brow, and through the middle of the brow was that old school tattoo, as if nothing ever happened, as if I was never there. So again, the microblading hair stroke will go in and oxidize into the old pigmentation. Now, botch job. We cannot microblade over a funky shape. I always say funky shapes because it is what it is. If someone is showing you an Instagram of, or your Instagram or someone else's Instagram, which really just quite frankly annoys me, but when they're showing you a photo of beautiful brows that they love, and you know that they have old school funky shape, you cannot. You cannot microblade over it and do like a maybe job. It's just never going to work. And again, that old pigmentation is in a chemical breakdown. It is breaking down and it is stronger than your new fresh pigment. Okay, now moving on. Brows that are too dark. When those blue brows, they're so black, they're blue. Have you ever seen that? Like, I don't know how else to describe it. Like, I feel like even when people dye their hair, when it's like jet black, it's almost blue. Same with the eyebrows. First off, we know the pigment is either implanted too deep or there is some type of carbon in this old pigmentation, which is also extremely strong and can no longer, the carbon is stronger, is a much stronger chemical compound than our new type of pigmentation that we use that is semi-permanent. That is old school black ink or has that carbon in it. A lot of eyebrow colors that we're using now, the Phi pigments, the LI pigments, the Permablend, whatever it is, the Do-Re-Mi, I don't know where you are, I don't know what you use, but a lot of these eyebrow pigments do not have carbon in them. I know the eyeliners do. I do know that the eyeliners do, but not the brow pigments, because people really aren't getting black brows. The industry, again, has grown. It's expanded. We've learned from our mistakes. You know, you can't fault someone for coming in with old school tattoo eyebrows because that's what was available at the time. So again, we just have to educate our clients. We just have to explain these things to them. It might seem like a moot point to you to explain the ins and out, but it's good. They need to understand and they need to be able to tell their friends and explain why they didn't. You know, they just spent a week and a half telling their friends they're going to get microblading and they're so excited. And then they come back and they see their friends and it's a different job. You know, you don't want to embarrass someone. You want to educate them. Okay, so back to these carbon brows. So the brows are either implanted too deep or there was some kind of carbon used or some type of titanium dioxide, which usually has a little bit more like green tone to it. Again, so here we are. We're talking about dark brows, and I like to explain to the client this as well. They come in, and they're like, I want microblading. I just needed a touch-up, you know, one of those. And I'm like, oh, girl, you cannot. And they're like, but why? I always use this analogy. Okay, so take a black piece of paper, just like from when you were a kid. You have all the colored paper in the stack. Take that black piece of paper out. Now, take a black pen and draw hair strokes on it. Draw lines on it. Draw a picture. What do you see? Nothing. It's already black. You can't see it. Same with the hair strokes. So again, we have to educate the client why we cannot. They have to understand where we're coming from. They can't just feel like aggressive, like we're attacking them, saying, like refusing them as a client, because we don't need to. We don't need to refuse them as a client. So then that leads us towards removal. I hate disrupting the skin. It really just like bums me out, but we do have to lean towards removal and suggest removal. If you don't do removal, I suggest exploring it for your business. If you're putting it down, you better be able to take it out, you know? So, and then I explain to my clients, you know, they're bummed, man. And I explain to them, I'm like, hey, sometimes brows are like a boob job. You just got to get it redone. And they're like, oh, all right. And they kind of understand, you know, that's life. Sometimes you need a redo. If you get a boob job and you had it for 10 years, you got to go to the surgeon and you want like a little adjustment. They settle differently. It's just time. You got to get them taken out, you know? So same with the brows. And I feel like a lot of women can relate to it. So it's kind of easy to explain. So we have the boob job removal analogy. And then we have a reroute to powder brows. Microblading is not for them. Again, I I know we all kind of start with microblading, but I suggest putting tools in your belt that will help you and your business to grow and not turn down clients. So with the microblading, definitely get a removal situation certification in your belt, in your toolkit, and also machine work. With color corrective theory and understanding and potential apprenticeships, trainings, certifications, whatever it is you need to understand what those funky brows mean and do to pigmentation, go get educated. Take a little bit of what you learn from me. But so we can cover up sometimes we can cover up old school tattoo with powder brow, which is why powder brow, ombre brow, machine brow, whatever you call it in your studio, is an amazing option. And it, to me, it's a very beautiful service, but I like to do, even with those oxidized pigments that are like super faint and super pink, I'm like, babe, let me do one removal. I like to stir up the pigmentation a little bit. I like to bring that old school tattoo, just kind of like, you know, I'm like a little witch brewing it up. Like, I like to brew it up, get it to the top of the skin, get some of that oxidation out of the skin, get that chemical breakdown up and out, let that heal. You know what? I got Christmas gifts last year, you know, because I saw these super dark brows over and over and over again. And I went through a very long removal process with some of my clients. And you know what? Hey, for me, it's good money. It's good to see the clients over and over again and build good relationships. You know, not always a beautiful service, but there is some positive in it. So with the removal, I like to stir up that old 10-year-old crap under the skin. You got to stir it up, draw it out, and then you can do beautiful work. So I hope this was a little bit helpful in understanding why we actually cannot microblade over old pigmentation. And it really is best to have a lot of tools in your belt and educate the client. The more the client is educated, the more comfortable they're going to feel with you using the other tools in your belt. Flip those microblading consultations that come in with old school tattoo into another service, whether it be powder brow or removal. So you don't have to turn people down. You just need to educate them and educate yourself. So I hope this helps. Again, I love hearing from you guys. It's nice to get some feedback other than, you know, just my mic sketching out sometimes. And send me a Gmail at pmuunfiltered@gmail.com. My name is Marlo. Stay tuned. Show some love, subscribe, and have a great day, guys. Stay positive and just keep learning. It's the only way you get better.